Welcome to the Within You podcast. I'm your host and wellness big sis, Rebecca Lee. My mission is to help guide and empower you to grow into the best, most authentic version of you so that living and feeling your best life becomes effortless. Here on the Within You podcast, we will be diving deep on all things wellness, mindset tips, motivation, and living an overall holistic, healthy lifestyle. Think of this podcast as your daily dose of self-development, where a positive mindset and holistic wellness come together. Now, let's get into the episode, but before we do, don't forget that it all starts within you. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited that you tuned in for today's Pod Wednesday because today we are chatting about an important topic, which is all about making 2024 your year. Yes, I love making episodes like this, just thinking about going into the new year, because I personally do like a whole ritual and set of routines and things that I'm doing for my own personal self to really, you know, start the right foot off and the right energy for the new year. So I always love to come on and chat about some things that I've been thinking about and some new things as well. I feel like what I'm doing this year is a little bit different than previous years, probably just from like an extra sense of self-awareness and kind of figuring out over the years I've been into this personal development, self-help, improvement space for so long that I'm starting to kind of sift between what is just like the main noise, I guess, like the main popular things to hear that kind of a lot of people preach about, but then also what actually works and what tools and pieces of information are really gonna move the needle forward and are really going to push you in the direction that you wanna go for 2024. So I'm super excited to get into it. And if you are really wanting to start off 2024 on the best foot with the right energy, I'd highly, highly recommend joining me for a full intention setting workshop. It's gonna be an hour and a half long with our community. We already have so many girls signed up. Ticket prices are gonna go up by the end of this week. So if you are interested in joining me in the community to set intentions for the new year, I'll lead you through a visualization meditation. We'll talk about visualization and how powerful it is. We're gonna go through some vision boarding activities. I'm gonna give you all my tips, tricks, and tools and everything I use to really start this year in the right energy so that we can attract, set, manifest all of our goals, dreams, and desires. And not just that, but like, genuinely feel good about ourselves and genuinely feel good about where we're going. Like at the end of the day, I feel like that is always the most important piece and tool when it comes to any of this self-work and any of this work that we're doing. At the end of the day, it just feels good to do it. You know what I mean? Like at some point, it's not even about the manifestation or the goal. It's just like, damn, I'm committing this time, energy, and space for myself to show up for myself and to really improve my own mindset and the way I feel about myself. Like that is the best feeling of all. Not even if things manifest or not, just the fact that you are showing up for yourself and you are doing the work, that's literally 80% of it right there. In my opinion, at least for me, I know that if I do the things, regardless of the outcome of it, I'm already happy because that means I've already won the battle and I've already done everything I can do in my power to hopefully make these things happen. And so if you feel that way too, definitely come and join us. Come join the community and really set intentions and energy going into the new year, because I'm telling you, you're just going to feel better about yourself. You're going to feel excited and motivated and smiling and looking forward to what's to come. Like there's no better feeling in life than that. So that's why I would highly recommend joining us. Like I said, ticket prices will go up at the end of this week. So make sure to secure your spot with the link in the show notes. So with that said and done, I think we should jump right in, shall we, to four not your average things, four maybe unexpected things to make 2024 your year. Because like I said, there's a lot of noise on social media right now. there's a lot of noise always about new year, new you, new this, like a lot of pressure, I want to say. And this time really shouldn't come with pressure. It should come with excitement, and it should come with like a newfound energy. That is the way I approach the new year. I don't see it as this time to like put all this pressure on myself and go from 0 to 100 and work really, really hard. And like, that's not really how I see the new year. And that's maybe how you feel. And if that is, I want you to know that you don't need to like put this weight on yourself, because ultimately I don't think that's actually what's going to help you. What's really going to help you this next year and really moving forward is getting your energy right, is getting excited, is giving yourself time and space to reflect and to set intentions and to just improve your own self. Not like new year, new you. I hate that shit, honestly. I think it should be new year, same you. New year, more you. We need more of you. We don't need a new you. We literally need you to be more of who you already are. And that's why I love the new year, because I'm just like, okay, how can I be even more authentic? How can I show up even more like myself? How can I tap more into my truest desires and dreams and goals that are coming from a soul level, a soul place, not from the ego, not from the mind, not from fear? How can I really tap into that energy more than anything else? That is how I view the new year. And that is the energy I want you to take with it. And this is why I really titled this episode about like not your average things, not the typical things to hear, because like I said, I kind of see things in a little bit of a different perspective, and I view it more on like an energetic standpoint and from a standpoint of what actually works. Because like I said, I've been doing New Year's resolutions and goals and rituals and things for probably like 5 years now, over 5 years. So let's get into it. Number one, okay. First thing to do to make 2024 your year, and it's not your typical thing, is identity work. This is so powerful, you guys, and it's something that I've been thinking about a lot. I just posted a TikTok and an Instagram reel about this, and I was shocked at how many people can relate. Because for me personally, I was sharing how something I'm struggling with right now personally is shifting from this old identity of myself and really stepping into this new identity. It's the in-between phase that can sometimes feel so hard. It's like, you know that you're shedding the old you, and you know that the old you is not serving you anymore, whether that's old thoughts, old beliefs, old actions, old people around you, like anything that is old and has helped you get to where you are, but you know deep down that it's not gonna help you get to where you want to go. And we have to shift, and we have to evolve, and we have to grow to become somebody we've never been. It's like the saying that you can't become who you are or who you're going to be by staying who you've always been. And another saying I really like, I was just talking about this with my mom actually, is that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So with all of this said, what I'm trying to say is that if you are really wanting to make big changes in 2024, focus less on the things themselves and focus more on your identity. Who are you stepping into this next year? Who are you becoming? What are you shedding behind you? What are you letting go of? What limiting beliefs? What old actions are you letting go of? What is actually holding you back? And how can you step into this new identity? I literally did some journaling on this last night, and I asked myself, I'm like, okay, who do I want to be in 2024? Who is this new avatar, quote unquote, let's say, that I'm going to step into? It's like a new character. You kind of almost have to look at it like a movie or like a TV show. And you know how like in a movie or TV show, you see like a character's development, like you see them develop. You kind of have to think the same for yourself. I know it sounds a little weird, but sometimes like disassociating and like disconnecting your own self from this like newer identity that you want to step into can be helpful. So maybe give her a name. Like I even wrote like Rebecca 2.0. Like what does 2.0 look like for me? What does she do? How does she feel? What are her beliefs? What is she deep down believing at her core? Who is she being? You know what I mean? Like, you have to start to ask yourselves these questions. That's a great journaling exercise. And we're going to do this journaling exercise actually in the workshop, and we'll go even deeper on it, and we can actually talk about it as a group. But if you're going to do this on your own, just like ask yourself these questions and get deep with it, get detailed with it. What is your identity going to be? Who are you shifting into? Because the cool thing about life, you guys, is that we can change our identities at any given moment. We can change who we are at any given moment. Just because you've been a certain way your whole life does not mean you have to continue to be that way your whole life. You are a powerful, magnetic, like insanely powerful being. I don't think you guys realize the power that you hold being on Earth right now. Like, being a human, you hold this level of like power, your mind, your soul, your body, like all of these things are so interconnected, and we can always fall victim to who we've been. But once you realize that you are a powerful being and that you can kind of zoom out, take a look at yourself and ask yourself, what identity am I being, and is it serving me? And if not, what identity do I want to step into? That's going to be huge. That, I'm telling you right there, is what's going to move the needle more than anything else. Because once you start stepping into this new identity, everything else falls into place. It really starts with this identity work. So ask yourself, what are the I am statements you're talking about yourself? What I am statements do you want to start saying? Because I am statements are super powerful. Like, I am a blank, blank, blank. If you want a different job or career, you want to show up differently, start saying, I am a blank of the career that you want to be in. If you want to become a more soft, loving person, start saying, I am a soft, loving person. I am somebody who attracts amazing things in my life. I am someone who just good things happen to. I am the luckiest girl in the world. I don't know. We could go on and on and on about this one topic. I'm not kidding. I probably should make a whole podcast episode just on this one topic. So let me know if you want that, because there's so much more I can say to this like identity shifting stuff. But these are the things that I've personally been doing that I really do believe is going to help me fuel that identity shift and that identity work that I'm really stepping into for the new year. Okay, tip number two, second thing to do to make 2024 your year. This is something that I actually talked about on TikTok recently, and a lot of people have resonated with it. So hopefully this resonates with you too. And that is the idea around personal development days. Okay, so I honestly didn't even realize I was doing this. It was like a subconscious thing until I kind of put two and two together, and I was like, damn, this is actually kind of a good idea, what I've just been naturally doing. I should share it with the world. So every week I do something called a personal development day. And that means that I'll spend a day, a whole day, a half day, even just a few hours once a week to work on my own personal self-development. Usually it's a Saturday or Sunday during the day for me, because that's just easier. But if I'm really busy on the weekends, I can even take a few nights, you know, during a weekday, like maybe it's a Wednesday night. But usually I'll dedicate some time on a Saturday or Sunday day to do this, because I just find that the vibes are better and you don't have work and stuff, you know. But anyways, the personal development day is essentially a time that you spend alone. You are not with friends, you're not with family, you're not distracting yourself. You are spending time alone working on your own personal development. So during your personal development day, you can be journaling. You can take a long time to really sit with yourself and journal. You can be reading a self-help book. You can be listening to a self-help podcast like this one, but you already are, so you're already winning. Hashtag winning. You can be meditating for a while. You can go to a yoga class. You can just sit in your thoughts. You can go for a walk. You can do anything that improves your own personal development. You can reflect on the week and ask yourself how the week went and how you want next week to go. I don't care what it is that you do. I just want you to spend time alone, number one. And number two, doing something that improves your overall personal development. And you can kind of pick and choose whatever works for you. I can give you an example. Last Saturday, I woke up, I had a slow morning. I meditated, I made my matcha, and then I spent like an hour journaling. Like, I made sure I had no plans that day because I just needed some quality time with myself to be alone, to journal out my thoughts, to think about 2024. Like, I just needed some time to do that. So I spent an hour journaling, and then I read my book, my self-help book, for a little bit. And then I started watching some like motivating YouTube videos. And then I went for a walk and then I came back and I like cleaned my room a little bit. And that was my personal development day. Not every day is that long and extensive. So you kind of just have to like pick and choose what works for you. But that week I didn't have time to journal like at all. So I was like, okay, I'm going to take time, really some time to journal at the end of the week and think about these things that I've been lingering on. And so I really love this time because it's so important to spend time with yourself because so many things will come up while, you know, maybe we're working or we're with other people and we're really busy and we don't give ourselves the time and space to really digest the things that are coming up or the things that we need to start thinking about or reflecting on or the things we need to learn more about. We just go, go, go throughout life and we aren't even like stopping to give ourselves like a second to work on ourselves, to grow or to learn or to reflect or whatever it is that you are feeling like you need to give yourself that time. And the reason why I'm bringing this into this episode is because if you are really committed to making 2024 your year, don't just commit to one day of doing this. Don't just commit to one day of journaling and writing down your intentions, whatever. Anyone can do that. What most people won't do is spend one day a week by themselves focusing on their personal development. And if you start doing that, you're going to be ahead of 99% of people, I'm telling you right now. And like I said, if you don't have time to do a whole day to dedicate to it, that's fine. Dedicate 2 hours. Put it in your calendar. Wednesday night, baby. That's my night. Nobody make plans with me. Sunday mornings, that's my time. Nope, nobody make plans with me. Put it in your calendar. Personal development days. I'm going to call it the personal development day theory. The personal development day method. Try it out for just like the first 3 months of the year, even 1 month. I don't care how long you try it out for. Try the personal development day method and let me know how you feel after incorporating these once a week because I'm telling you, you will start 2024 off on the best foot if you do this, if you incorporate this into your year. And you might as well start now because it's a great time to refresh. You know what I mean? All right. Personal development days, personal development day method. Try it out. Let me know what you think. I'm happy I finally talked about this because like I said, I have been doing this. I haven't even put two and two together. I've been doing this for such a long time. And now I'm like, okay, let's bring it to the masses. Tip number three, unexpected tip number three. We're going to talk a little bit about vision boarding in this one and just in general. But for 2024 and in general, I think something that gets a lot of people tripped up and gets a lot of people stuck and not moving on their goals is when they focus too much on the how. They focus on how is this actually going to manifest? How is this going to happen? I have no idea if this goal is actually realistic. How is it going to happen? And I want you to focus a little bit less on the how, and I want you to focus on the feeling. So number three is focus on the feeling. So when you're thinking about your vision board, for example, this is a tip that we're going to talk more about in the 2024 vision boarding intention setting workshop. But when you are vision boarding, you really need to think more about the feelings you are trying to bring into 2024 rather than just the physical items themselves, or rather focusing on the how. Because the problem is that once you focus too much on the how and the physical item itself, you're not leaving any room for blessings to come in, for miracles to come in. And that, my friends, is the biggest cheat code. It's the biggest hack. Because life wants to bless you. Life wants to bring in bigger miracles than you could have ever even imagined. And when we focus too much on A, either the physical thing we're trying to call into our life, or B, the how, and we stress out over the how it's going to happen, you are blocking blessings and miracles from coming in. Because how is there space for blessings and miracles to come in when you are busy stressing over that one thing or the how, when in reality, it's going to be 10 times better and bigger than that. So for example, when you're vision boarding, here's an example you can do. You can find a girl who looks really free. If you, one of your feelings is you want to feel free, you want to feel financial freedom, you want to feel freedom where you are, freedom, just an example. Find a girl that looks and feels free in the picture. Or maybe even better yet, find a picture of you where you look really free and you are carefree and you're living life and you're happy and you're flowing, whatever it is, the feeling you want to feel. Find that picture of you, because then that's showing your subconscious that you are able to feel those feelings. Put that on your vision board. And so in general, you really have to think about it from a feeling standpoint, because feeling is the language of the body. And the body is the subconscious mind, and that is truly how we manifest those things into existence. So like I said, I'm going to dive deeper into this topic on the workshop, but if you aren't joining us, just know that feeling is what you need to focus on to really allow the space for those things to come in. Not focusing on the how, not stressing on the how, and not even getting too caught up on that one specific thing. Focus on how you want to feel, and everything else will come in that support that feeling that you are trying to feel more of. Lastly, tip number 4. This one is something that I just want you to note, especially around this time of year, like I was saying earlier, on all the pressure and stress that can be put on you. Please do not set unrealistic, crazy goals. Do not go from 0 to 100. New Year's is just one day of the year. It's just the same old day, same 24 hours. The sun rises, the sun sets. We're still, going to be chilling after the New Year's, before, after, during. It's really just another day of the year. And so the best thing that you can do is taking advantage of this energy to feel excited, to feel good about where you're going, to really bring your energy up. But I don't want you to go from 0 to 100. And I think this is a big mistake that a lot of people make, is that they think that they need to overhaul their whole selves, and they need to overhaul their whole lifestyle, and they set these huge unrealistic goals, and then the new year comes around and they stick with it for a few weeks, and then they fall out of it, and then they feel worse about themselves than when they first started because they didn't stick to the goals that they set. When in reality, that all could get fixed if you just didn't set unrealistic goals and you focused on nourishing yourself instead, building yourself up, going slowly, implementing things slowly by slowly, working on the identity work, working on these personal development days, focusing on the feelings, and not getting too hung up on these 0 to 100 goals. So do not let all the pressure consume you. Do not let all the pressure make you feel like you need to do some crazy new things. No. New year, more you. That's what we need more of. We need more of you in 2024, not less of you, not a new you. We need more of you. So I think that's going to conclude today's episode. But if you enjoyed it, please feel free to take a screenshot, share it on your story, let me know you listened. Let's make 2024 our year all together, because we have such a special community of women who are just really trying to become the best versions of themselves and are just really good people. Honestly, all of you guys that I've met so far in person in my workshops, even just through the DMs, are just genuine, kind-hearted souls. And I'm so grateful that we have a community of that. So I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate you, and I'm just always in shock at how amazing our community is. So don't forget to join our community in this 2024 workshop intention setting and visualization. The link will be in the show notes. And I will talk to you in the new year. Wow. Next pod episode will be the first ep of 2024. Sending all my love. Mwah.